the son of Josiah, and made him king in place of his father in Jerusalem. Joahaz was 23 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 3 months in Jerusalem. Then the king of Egypt deposed him in Jerusalem. Joahaz's brother, Eliakim king over Judah and Jerusalem, and changed his name to Jehoiakim. But Necho took his brother Joahaz and brought him to Egypt. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 11 years in Jerusalem. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up against him and bound him with bronze chains to take him to Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar also brought some of the articles of the house of the Lord to Babylon, and he put them in his temple in Babylon. And the abominations which he committed, and what was found against him, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. And his son Jehoiachin became king in his place. Jehoiachin was 18 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 3 months and 10 days.
Fathers sent word to them again and again by his messengers, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they continually mocked the messengers of God, despised his words, and scoffed at his prophets, until the wrath of the Lord rose against his people, until there was no remedy. So he brought up against them the king of the Chaldeans, who killed their young men with the sword in the house of their sanctuary, had no compassion on young men, or virgin, old man, or frail. He handed them all over to him.
God be with him. Go up there.